Just wait, wait, hard,
wait, hey, it's on.
Oh.
Oh, what's that station, right?
Welcome.
We're breaking some copyright laws on the pod.
Wait, not if we change the channel now. Let's find out. Oh, not that station. Oh,
the chair.
The chair, the silver chair. Yeah, let's. What else we got?
Oh,
quick, pick it. That's so good. Oh.
It's Beautiful Girls.
Who's that by? Is that the band?
This is the band, it's Beautiful Girls.
Well, that's beautiful. ABC Classic?
Bark?
No, it's not classic, it's just the dumb ones. And dumb. The J's. Bad sight. Whoa!
Don't listen to that, kids!
I already did it.
Oh, you already
Star 10, Dave Point Dan.
Yep. We just wasted some time on the potty.
That's right. Welcome. CCSyouth.com is our home. Our specific home is podcast.CCSyouth.com.
That's right. And, well, my specific home is Lot 101. I better not do it.
Stalker!
How you been, Dave?
I've been okay. Just quickly, while on the subject of podcast.CCSyouth.com, I think we've got back into the 100. I haven't written for a while, so we're actually doing quite well.
That's
we got back
right.
in the 100. I think we peaked at about 40 or something.
Right.
Coast Youth Revolution podcast hit 14.
Really?
Bizarre. It got way less downloads than on the body. So anyway.
That's strange.
There you go. That's Tim Baldwin for you.
That's
Crazy
iTunes.
Kid. That's iTunes is stupid.
Did you hear how I said that? iTunes.
Ah.
I'm going to start bringing that in.
That's iMac.
So you emphasis the I rather than the... Oh, no, you emphasize the second word rather than the I, and then slowly
iTunes.
Apple will fall. My prediction is...
iTunes.
Yeah.
Mac.
Do you know how... No, this is where, this is where it comes from. The secular world, the non-Christian world...
He's really excited as he explains this.
They are taking... They take Jesus out of things, and even things that have Jesus in them, the emphasis is on the non-Jesus part.
Yeah, like Christmas.
That's right. It's Christmas.
Like Easter.
And they have Xmas and Easter. They don't talk about Jesus at Easter. They talk about other stuff. Crap. Well.
They talk about poo the whole time.
I'm going to do the same thing with Apple.
Yeah.
And every time, like, because they're, you know, the Christian world, they're trying to get Jesus
You're
out of...
You're fogging up the car.
Yeah, you know, they're trying to get Jesus out of our culture, and they can't, because he will not be stopped. I mean, he's already conquered everything.
He's unstoppable. You read Acts. The gospel's unstoppable. They try to shut him up. Acts 4:20. Sorry, we can't help but speak of what we've seen and heard in Jesus. You can bash us up. We'll keep telling people about Jesus.
Read all of Hebrews, guys. All of, like, I've been reading through
Jesus
Hebrews every day. Like, 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. Just immersing myself with how awesome Jesus is.
When we do that in junior youth group, which is part of our curriculum, the first half of the series is called Jesus is Simply the Best. Second half of the series is called Jesus is Simply the Best 2. Yeah, it's good. And we get people to sing it. Like
Simply the Best.
Jesus is Simply the Best.
Anyway. Stop.
Better than iTunes and iMac.
I think Apple are cool and they've got nice looking stuff. I bought my first iPod.
One. Second. Safari is their browser's name. Okay.
Yeah.
They've just made it available on
PC.
Windows.
Yeah, right.
PCs. Downloaded it on Friday. Doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
It comes on and it doesn't work properly. I'm going to have to delete it.
Is it called iSafari?
It's called Safari.
Anyway, so I figure if I don't emphasize the I, so my iPod.
iPod.
Slowly, Apple will lose their dominance.
It doesn't have the same...
It's like when I'm getting some McNuggets.
Oh, I'm getting
a big man.
A big man.
Anyway.
Yeah,
sorry.
There you go. Craziness. What have you been up to on the weekend, Dan?
I've been on a love weekend.
Sexy weekend. No, it's not a sexy weekend.
No,
tell us about what you did.
So, Renee and I and a couple of other people went away for a weekend.
Whereabouts?
To Nelson's Bay.
Nice time, nice place.
Beautiful, nice time, nice place.
Yeah, and what'd you do?
And we talked about marriage. And we talked about, you know, boys and girls are different. And so they're different before you get married. And you can tell that by looking around. But when you get married, you see the differences. They're not just, it's not just that they have boobs, guys.
Yeah.
There's lots of other stuff going on there. So it was good to get away and think about a bit more about marriage. I dropped a B-bomb.
You dropped the B-bomb! The B-bomb.
Anyway, so it was really good. What did you do, Dave? Oh, wait, before you go on. Now, Dave, while we went away, we had to get someone to look after our dog, and we gave him to you.
How'd
that go?
Yeah, well, we didn't look after him, that's for sure. we lost him. We basically made the backyard Fort Knox, and it was pretty good. We've had a test before, and he couldn't get out, and we got bricks in the right
spots.
Hasn't
he escaped before?
That was before we put all the things in place.
Right, that was
when you first brought him over.
Yep.
But we covered all the blocks. But because of all the rain, lots of rain lately, the ground was really soft, and it's just like a shovel. He's just dug under the fence, disappeared. Sometime between, probably about 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yep.
Today's Sunday night, by the way. So disappeared. So we spent about 24 hours worrying, chasing. We covered about 60 kilometres yesterday, Arvo.
That's crazy.
Around East Gosford, Springfield type of area. There's not that many roads there. We did lots of laps. I did another 30 this morning. I don't know how many road did she when I weighed at a pound. But he's back!
Yeah, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, so the thing was, Dave, you called us up lots over the weekend. No, it's all right. I was really worried. I couldn't sleep last night because of it. But I didn't want to give you guys the impression that we were worried, because it sounded like you guys were already worried enough.
Oh, we were worried.
Yeah.
We
were trying to go, yeah, it's just a dog. But he's not just a dog. He's special.
Yeah, I even checked in creeks this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been a bit morbid.
Well, I was looking for every option.
Yeah, that's cool. So, well, I'd actually started to think through names for new dogs. But
yeah, we thought we'd buy a less aggressive one for you.
Yeah, he's not aggressive. Did you get my email with the video on it?
Yes. I looked at the Zabo. He's aggressive.
Nah, I'm thinking about putting that on YouTube. Anyway, Dave, you don't like dogs. Do you like Riley?
Oh, I don't like dogs.
Yeah.
I don't mind Riley. I've always said animals are cool in cages and bowls.
Yeah.
Okay? When Riley comes to our place, he's in the cage. He's in the backyard.
Yeah.
I actually sat in, last time he was there, he was a bit lonely. I was doing some reading last time he was there. I think it was about Easter time, Saturday night.
Yep.
I was preparing for Fat, I think I was. I was doing some reading. I sat next to him.
Yeah.
But there was a wire door between us.
Yeah.
It was fine.
See,
I don't mind that.
That's fine.
And we've got a cat from next door. I quite like her.
Yeah.
I don't like cats either, but I like her.
Yeah.
I don't touch her much. I'd pat her, but I wouldn't pick her up.
It's like some things, you just don't like the idea of them, but you actually like the individuals.
Like, you may not like the Beatles, but you like Hey Jude.
That's right.
Good example.
That's right.
You may not like football, but you like Manchester United.
You may not like Europeans, but you don't mind Italians.
That's a bit low.
Sorry, I'm really lowering the bar.
There you go.
It's all right out here.
But it was a really good lost and found story.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's a good illustration for
and
some
you're gonna
going
to use it on...
Oh, yeah. Some camps.
Some camps.
So, there you go.
Nice. Anything else been happening?
Tell
us about church tonight.
Church rocked. I really challenged from the talk. Reflected on stability.
Sick.
I am sick.
Yeah. Well, I am sick too.
Yeah, cool. We'll share our germs.
That's all right. This fog. I wonder if we could bottle the fog that's on the inside of this window.
And put it on the podcast.
Well, if we could bottle it and then we could use it as spray and give people sickness. That'd be cool.
That'd be insightful and helpful and clever. But we're getting towards the end of our Philippians series. We're looking at Philippians 4. Rhett spoke tonight, and it was really, really challenging and comforting, I guess, at the same time, just to think through what it means to be spiritually stable.
Mm.
And the key in the end isn't us. The key isn't that we're at the center of the universe, but it's reflecting on Jesus, and that he is, that he's our rock, that he's our God, that he's our fortress, that he's our strength. Like the song, Blessed Be Your Name, that no matter whether times are good or bad, he's to be praised. And we looked at Habakkuk as well, very briefly. Wow, the light just went off. It's bizarre.
It took a long time.
It's very bizarre.
Oh.
There we go, back on. We're in the car, outside church. And we looked, like, basically in Habakkuk with the context. Habakkuk says, hey, God, what's going on? Like, there's injustice happening, and God says, no, wait, in my time. Habakkuk reflects on the character of God, and you just get those remarkable statements of, I guess, he's trusting God, whether times are good or bad, whether things seem to be just or unjust, God is still good. And you want to read there?
Sure, man.
Maybe go from 17 to...
Yeah, though the fig tree... This is from Habakkuk
3,
verse 17. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Saviour. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. For the director of music.
Fantastic. That's actually part of the Bible, so it's worth reading. Just great words there. Like, they're similar to your Job-type words, which is like that song, Blessed Be Your Name, like the... Mm. Look,
Isaiah 40's got stuff.
Similar stuff. Yeah. This morning in year sevens are currently doing a series called Welcome to the Planet, Why Am I Here? And we looked at Romans chapter 5 and talked about what, like, it's just strange that Christians, they don't just accept suffering, they can actually be joyful in it.
Yeah.
And so we talked about how the fact that they can be joyful is because suffering produces something real in the Christian. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, it produces character, and then character produces hope, so that the Christian, because of the hope that the Christian has, because Jesus died for them, because Jesus was raised again, Christians can actually be joyful because they know that this life isn't it. They know that that troubles here and now are only slight and momentary compared to the eternal weight of glory. .blogspot.com. The eternal weight of glory that is to come in Jesus. So
we should be singing unto the Lord.
.blogspot.com.
Sorry, you did it.
Well, no, mine was actually legitimate. Mine was from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18. There you go.
Let's not go on. Let's finish it up.
We'll finish up pretty soon. We had one other thing we had to talk about. It's all about Dale. Dale's...
That's right.
Yeah, youth group. This term has been... I think it's been a good term. It's been a great year. Term 3... It's been a greer. I did one of those today. It was with a three-word thing. I can't remember what it was, though.
Can't do it.
Yeah. You can.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like, I can't think of an example, but anyway, what were we talking about? Term one, term two, it's been a great year so far. Term three sometimes are the bluesy terms.
Yeah.
But not at CCCU.
Not this term.
Never at CCCU.
Term three is our big term.
B-I-G-T-E-R-M.
Big term.
Yeah.
We actually call it the boom term.
Oh, just a quick shout out to the Audio Brothers, also known as Danny from Carry On. He left a comment on
I saw
on
he's that gonna Riley drive, thing. He was going to drive past where yeah. Riley was...
And he rang up the Sabo, like, just I was running on the way out the door to get to church early, and he rang up and said, oh, I just want to see how it went. So he hadn't seen that I'd found him yet.
Oh, right.
So it was really cool.
Oh, and thanks, Danny.
Yeah, so shout out to Danny.
Worried about Riley?
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't if you met him, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Riley, I mean, not Danny.
what were we talking about? Term three. It's going to be fantastic.
Boom term.
Term three for seniors is going to be the bomb. Every single week will be a great week to bring friends along as we reflect on Jesus who died on the cross. It's going to be massive. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be humbling. It's going to be huge.
I'm excited.
I'm very, very excited. I've been doing lots of reading, getting ready for the term. But juniors is going to be fantastic as well. And we've got a special series, which isn't actually part of our Bible talks. It's actually a bit of a second thing. And it's... I'm not going to say anything more, but just go to iagreewithdale.com. There's not much on there yet, but keep an eye out there, because over the next few days and few weeks, there'll be more there.
Tell me we
and we actually
have...
need helpers.
Tell
if you want to help...
on the potty.
Who?
Dale.
We have.
When did we have?
The vomit episode.
Oh, that was
the
cool.
Vomitorium.
We didn't have a good episode without Jackson.
We had a good episode when you guys were out vomiting. I talked to him about mission and some plans and stuff.
I turned it off pretty early because it was...
Vomiting.
Yeah, I started feeling sick.
That was the issue that we said, don't listen to this. That was what it was called. We got the most hits ever.
Did it really?
Nah, I'm not sure. It was like, okay,
we should
it was
do
good
something
hits.
Like that.
This... Just write boobs on the top.
This episode contains nudity.
Take your shirt off. Don't. You've done it before, haven't you? I just saw boobs. I thought you said guys didn't have them. Sorry.
They're moves.
All
right.
There you go. We should wrap up. www.ccc.com. All the action this week is Break It Down. It's going to be the bomb. If you are...
Brown.
What? Break Brown. It down. Oh. I was thinking it was a three-word one. It's going to be the bomb. Igom.
It's going to be...
No. Igabom. 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 Bom. Bom. Break it down to this Friday night, which is the 22nd of June. It's our final night for the term. It's going to be fantastic. Speak to your group leader to find out more or send an email to cccu at... Gmail. Gmail.com.
that was mad. Let's turn it off.
We'll turn it off. Peace out, and remember the reindeer.